From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for the third day on Saturday in the wake of President Trump's announcement he'll move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Meantime, Edward Uranian reports from Cairo that official criticism is coming by way of the Arab League.
Arab League foreign ministers meeting Saturday in Cairo have condemned the decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to move the U.S. embassy in Israel. The Palestinian foreign minister called the U.S. move illegal with respect to international law. The meeting was called at the request of the Palestinian Authority and Jordan to respond to the U.S. decision to move its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Arab League head Ahmed Abul Ghait told foreign ministers that the decision by President Trump contradicts international law and UN Security Council resolutions over the years. He urged other countries not to follow suit and called on them to recognize the state of Palestine. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Israel conducted airstrikes Saturday on Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says two weapons manufacturing sites, an arms warehouse, and a military compound were hit. The airstrikes, which came after rockets were fired at Israel from the area, killed two people and injured 20 more. Hamas earlier this week called for a Palestinian uprising against Israel after Mr. Trump recognized Jerusalem as the country's capital. From Washington, this is VOA News. After more than 3 years of combat operations, Iraq announced Saturday that the fight against the Islamic State group is over. Iraqi and American officials warned that key challenges remain despite the military victory. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi formally announced the victory in an address to the nation aired on Iraqi state television Saturday evening. A law protecting the right to same-sex marriage is now cemented in Australia following a historic vote. Phil Mercer has the details from Sydney.
Queen Elizabeth's representative in Australia has officially signed same-sex marriage into law following a landmark vote in the federal parliament. The first weddings can take place in a month's time. Australia's centre-right Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it's a momentous occasion.
What a day! What a day for love, for equality, for respect!
The bill to amend the Marriage Act was first introduced into Parliament last month, immediately following a national poll that showed about 62% of Australians supported change. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In the U.S., President Donald Trump traveled to Jackson, Mississippi, to pay tribute Saturday to the leaders of the civil rights movement. Trump called for an end to racial hatred at the launch of a museum dedicated to victims of white supremacist violence in America's Deep South. In particular, he cited the assassination of civil rights icon Medgar Evers.
Medgar Evers loved his family, his community, and his country, and he knew it was long past time for his nation to fulfill its founding promise to treat every citizen as an equal child of God.
However, some doubted the president's commitment to civil rights and showed it by boycotting his appearance, including veteran congressman and civil rights pioneer John Lewis. A top UN official told senior North Korean figures there was an urgent need to keep channels open to avoid the risk of war. The statement follows a visit to Pyongyang by Jeffrey Feltman, the highest-level trip by a UN official to the isolated nation in 6 years. North Korea says it has agreed to regular communication with the UN. Tensions over the North Korean weapons program were raised further after a fresh ballistic missile test last week. Egypt on Saturday announced the discovery of two small ancient tombs in the southern city Luxor dating back 3,500 years. Egyptian officials hope it will help the country's tourism get back to where it was. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.